is your girl Lenique Osibowale, back with another video. And today I'm going to talk about the benefits of having a sweet womb and a sweet yoni and how you can use this to attract more of the things that you desire in your life. Now, everything I say is my personal opinion and facts. Sorry, my personal opinion and what I believe is true of the womb. I do not have any scientific evidence of this, but I do have proof of how this has worked for other women, right? And I think that some of the things that I'm going to be talking about have been proven in history when we look at indigenous culture and we look at how they looked at the yoni and worshiped the yoni, right? So if you don't know, I sell a product called the Goddess V-A-G-I-N-A-L Detox Pearls. And basically it's an all-natural suppository made with dragon's blood resin, mugwort, motherwort, angelica root, and a lot of other herbs that you insert into the yoni. Now, with my Goddess Detox Pearls, before you insert it into the yoni, you have to pray over them. So you are praying for removal of negative energy, past sexual trauma, just past things that you may have experienced with the womb, past relationships, detoxing your ex, barrenness, just things that you feel like may be blocking you, signs of depression within your womb. Like, there's a lot of stuff that we hold onto in the womb, and I don't want to talk about that right now because this is really about the attraction piece. But my Goddess Detox Pearls are for removing any negative energy, just kind of removing. It's a cleansing. The dragon's blood resin is very powerful. It's a resin that has been known to cleanse. People use it and burn it to cleanse their homes, right? And so I've done that for a very long time. I enjoy selling it. I love the stories that people have given me, the reviews that people have given me. And just like with the spiritual baths that I talk about, there are all types of different spiritual baths for different reasons. You can take a spiritual bath for cleansing. You can take a spiritual bath for protecting. You can take a spiritual bath for attracting and being a magnet, right? And so for me, it's the same thing when I'm looking at the yoni in the womb space. We've done the cleansing for a while. We've done the cleansing for years. I take a mirror and I look at my yoni and I affirm my yoni, and that is one way to sweeten the yoni, right? But depending on the affirmation that I'm saying. Ooh, come on, words. Depending on the affirmation that I'm saying. And so I have never had a physical product that I could really give women that's herbal and natural to sweeten the yoni, right? I've had my yoni washes where women could say these prayers, right? Like, my pee is powerful. I tap into my creative energy. My pee is blessed. It says pee, but y'all know what I mean by the P word. My yoni is blessed. My yoni is amazing. I attract so many beautiful things in my life with my yoni. I love my yoni. My yoni is the most amazing yoni ever. My yoni is beautiful. My yoni is full of wetness and moistness because she is so happy with the way that I take care of her. This is me speaking sweet words of love and affection to my yoni. And so when I am speaking in that manner, giving love, affection, compassion to my yoni, and I'm using my words and I'm looking with my mirror, I'm going to get my mirror to show y'all. And I'm looking with my mirror, I am sweetening my yoni with those words. I am beating her up. I am adding to her so she can attract more good in my life. Sweetening. Giving sweetness, showing love, you know? And so when I am speaking words of those kind of words to her, I'm sweetening her. But I've never had anything herbal that I have given you all to aid in your attraction when it comes to your womb and your yoni magic. If you don't know, you can use your womb and your yoni to attract things into your life. You can use your womb and yoni to sweeten your life, to pray, right? When I'm talking about my O and Pray workbook, which I talked about, where you are practicing solo self-pleasure ritual, you are praying in that mirror, praying to your yoni, you're using the power of your O, that big O, to bring things to you. You are using your own, your yoni and your womb as a tool in that manner. And so I haven't had an herbal supplement or something that I can give you that's going to aid in the sweetening and the attraction until now. And so now I have my Reigning Waterfalls Trinity set. And in my Reigning Waterfalls Trinity set, It comes with the Gorontula.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Fruits, which is a natural fruit mainly found in West Africa, and it is an aphrodisiac, guys. If you guys don't know what an aphrodisiac is, an aphrodisiac, I want to make sure we're still recording, an aphrodisiac is an herb or fruit that gets you in the mood. People say if you eat oysters, dates is a good one. I can't think of any right now, but there are other aphrodisiacs. Gorontula, also called snot apple, is a natural aphrodisiac, and it's mainly found in West Africa. And women have been using it for years to aid in their fertility, to help them get pregnant, to boost their libido, and to make their yonis more wet, juicy, and slimy. Now, I know when we hear the word slimy, it can come off like, but y'all know what I mean. When you have a nice, juicy, wet yoni, that person is doing the right things and it's really acting in the way that it's supposed to act. It's going to be juicy and it's going to be slimy and it's going to feel good to your partner when you guys are lovemaking, right? And so a lot of women have used the Gorontula fruit in this manner, because when you soak this fruit, it's gonna give like off a like slimy substance. Like, you know when people talk about like drinking okra water or putting the okra in the water, it's gonna have that like mucus. Like that's good for digestion, but it's also good for yoni health. And so in West Africa, the Gorontula fruit has been known to help women with dryness, right? And so when I'm thinking about your attraction and I'm thinking about you using your womb and your yoni to bring things to you, you're gonna have to have fertile soil. You're going to have a healthy womb, a wet womb, a juicy yoni. And in order to do that, you have to feed your womb nourishing herbs and fruits. So just like the goddess detox pearls, they came with nourishing herbs, and those helped a lot of women get pregnant, control their periods and all those things. But it also helped with the cleansing when we were talking about it from a metaphysical standpoint. Now, when we are talking about the Gorontula fruit, it's this, as well as these natural sugar lumps. They're just all natural sugar lumps, sugar and water, crystallized. Women in West Africa have used the Gorontula fruit, the sugar lumps, together in order to get their yonis wet, juicy, get a high libido, and to bring sweetness to their yoni. And so many of the women would probably soak these and chew on a few of the fruit, and then take some of the sugar lumps probably about 3 to 4 hours before they knew they were gonna do the do with their lover, to invite sweetness into their womb spaces, into their yonis. And physically, their yoni would be more juicier and wetter. And physically, their yonis would taste sweet because of what they just had, right? So that's a physical standpoint. I love that. On a physical standpoint, the Gorontula fruit, the sugar lumps, as well as the maca and the slippery elm, because within my Raining Waterfalls Trinity set, it also comes with maca and slippery elm little pills that you can take as well as you are taking the Gorontula and the sugar lumps. That's going to help bring that wetness. That's going to help bring that life. Where there is water, there is life. Your womb is a tool that you can be can be used to attract more things to you, to attract more sweetness in life, to attract a lover into your life, to already continue to please the lover in your life, to make your lover more sweeter to you. I cannot deny that when you have good pee-pee, I keep saying pee, but boom boom, your person is infatuated with you. Your person is loving what they have. You know, I'm trying to say your person wants to gift you things more than likely when you have that good good. And so if you're a woman that is dealing with dryness, that is dealing with not wanting to be in the mood, that maybe doesn't have that sweetness to their yoni that you would like, then you want to get my Waterfalls Trinity set, aphrodisiac set. And basically it's going to come with the ground tula fruit, the sugar lumps, as well as the maca and slippery elm. But it is going to water your womb. It's going to nourish your
mental and emotional wellness is important. I'm so grateful that more and more people are openly talking about going to therapy, Selfish Babe. If you have been thinking about getting therapy, I would highly recommend it. An easy way to find a licensed therapist would be through a company called BetterHelp, the sponsor of this episode. They've helped over 2.5 million people connect with a therapist and get the accessible therapy that they deserve. Prices are affordable and they even have financial aid options. To check them out, go to betterhelp.com/selfishbabe or click the link in the show notes to get 10% off your first month. Love you.
It's gonna make your womb come to life. We're bringing rain to the Sahara Desert. Again, where there is water, there is life. And so because your yoni is now gonna be juicier, wetter, and sweeter, the prayers that you will be speaking to your womb are going to work better because you have a womb that has fertile soil that is nourished versus a womb that did not go through a cleansing process, that does not really enjoy the benefits of pleasure in that way or nourishment in that way. When you have a good womb and you're taking care of her through some of the natural herbs and fruits that you're ingesting, you are watering and nourishing your sacred area. And so because you are watering and nourishing your sacred area, you're going to see those beautiful effects. You're going to see the wetness. You're going to see the juiciness. And you're going to have the sweetness. And so because your womb is in its optimal state, the prayers that you speak to your womb are going to be optimal prayers. You're going to use your womb to attract more things to you. What are you praying for? What are your prayers in your life? What is it that you desire? What are you attracting to you as a woman using her sacred tool of her womb and her yoni? You do not have to have a lover to use these products, even though having a lover when you use this is going to be great for you and your lover when you're lovemaking. But it can just be for the single females that just want to tap more into their womb and yoni magic, right? So let's say that I want to attract people paying things for me. I want people to pay things for me. So maybe my prayer would be after I'm ingesting the Gorontula, I've already prayed into my mixture, right? Because when you get the Gorontula and the sugar lumps and the maca and the slippery elm, you're actually going to make your own Gorontula syrup. And I have the video instructions when you receive it. And I'm going to have you add some special ingredients that everybody should have around the house. And if you don't, they're really easy and quick to pick up. But you're going to make your own Gorontula syrup. And as you make that syrup, you're going to be praying those attraction prayers. You're going to be praying about your yoni being the sweetest yoni, about your life is full of sweetness, your life is beautiful, right? And so as you continue to drink your water and things, and as you continue to pray to your womb, what is it that you're attracting? Maybe you do want more people to pay things for you. So my prayer would be, I am now living in a reality where people pay for my dinner. I am now living in a reality where my car note was taken care of this month. I am now living in a reality where my rent was paid for. I am now living in a reality where gifts and favors and money offers are the norm for me. It is so normal for me to receive an offer for somebody to pay for my car note, to pay for my rent, to gift me. Everywhere I go, everybody thinks that I'm so beautiful. People love my smile. They're always complimenting me on my smile. That's external. If we want to dive deeper and we want to go like into you, wow, I feel so beautiful every time I wake up. Every time I wake up, I feel so beautiful. When I walk out the door, I just feel so confident. There's just an energy around me that I really enjoy, you know? And because I have this energy around me, It is so easy for people to always offer to pay for things for me, and I gladly accept. I know that I am worthy of gifts and favors and all the things because I'm me, right? You can always bring it back to self. How do you want to feel when you wake up? How do you want to start thinking about yourself, right? And so for my ladies out there that want to use their womb and their yoni to bring more sweetness into your life, I want you guys to continue doing your prayers of attraction, prayers of desire. Maybe you are a woman out there that wants a man with money, but that's also sweet and caring to you. Maybe you're praying for your future husband. You know, I'm trying to say that there's nothing wrong with praying for those things that you truly desire, using the power of your womb, using the power of your words, and also engaging with the herbs and the fruits that are going to help support your prayers and support a healthy womb. So maybe your prayer is, let me see. My rich, amazing, good-looking, trustworthy husband just told me I was the most beautiful girl in the world. My husband is now in my life. My trustworthy, my supportive husband is now in my life. He is now in my life, and I couldn't be even more and more happier. You know what I'm trying to say? You gotta like think, like, what are the characteristics of this person? You know, how can I name those characteristics as I'm praying, right? Whether it is through an O and a pray, you're ingesting the fruit and the herbs that's going to support a healthy and beautiful womb. And then you're praying for these amazing things that you desire. And so just as a recap, some of the ways that you can use your womb to call in more sweetness is first by prayer, praying for the sweet things, praying for the beautiful things, but you're going to affirm it as if you already have it. You're going to affirm it as if you already have it. I am beautiful. My yoni is beautiful. My yoni is precious. My yoni is always secreting its beautiful wetness because it's so happy and joyful. My yoni is in its most healthiest state. My womb is magnetizing all my beautiful desires to me. Sweet words, sweet prayers to yourself. I'm like, what happened? Another way to call in more sweetness in your life with your yoni is to take the supporting herbs and fruits that are going to water your womb space. So in this video, it's the sugar lumps, it's the gorgonzola fruit, it's the slippery elm, it's the mackerel root, right? Boosting libido, boosting wetness, boosting juiciness, boosting slipperiness. You're gonna take the nourishing herbs and fruit into your body. You're gonna pray into them before you take them, and then you're gonna have that going to your womb and your yoni to nourish your soil. Your soil is your womb space. To nourish that soil as you are making those prayers, that is a second way that you can use your yoni to call in more sweetness. A third way you can use your yoni to call in more sweetness is to give yourself your own O's. I'm telling y'all this again and again. Give yourself a big O. And that is helping you call in more sweetness into your life, into your yoni. You are pleasuring yourself. You are gratifying yourself. You are thinking about those beautiful things. But you are using her for your own pleasure and enjoying it with no shame. That is the third way to use your yoni to call in more sweetness in your life. If you all have any more questions, please comment them below this video. Ask them. I can make a video about it. You can order my Raining Waterfalls Trinity set with the link below, or you can go to evolvingbutterfly.org and you'll see the link to order. The link is there to order. It may say sold out on the website, but there is a link in the paragraph to click on to order. I'm taking pre-orders. This video is recorded December 2024, so if you're listening to this way after, then it's probably just a regular product on the website. But I'm so excited to bring to you guys these natural aphrodisiacs from West Africa, especially the gorgonzola fruit, and for you guys to now have something that you guys can use to attract, to bring that sweetness to you. You've done the cleansing. You do the cleansing. Now, how are we using our yoni to attract the most beautiful things in our life, right? That you know that you motherfucking deserve, right? How are we doing that? You're gonna use my Raining Waterfalls Trinity set, and it's raining as in R-E-I-N-R-E-I-G-N-I-N-G, like rain, like queen. on her throne, waterfalls, because when we think of waterfalls, we always think about rushing water. That's how I want your unis to be as you are taking this. And it's a trinity because it's like three main things, right? For you to come together to make one item and for you to continue to nourish your womb in that way. Anyways, love y'all. XOXO, Selfish Babe. If you guys have any questions or you want me to do a video and any other topics regarding the womb, yoni, self-love, etc., comment what your question is below or the video topics below. And we will see. Bye.
Selfish Babe, are you ready to use products that goddesses use? Okay, then you want to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, where I create products that will help you on your spiritual and self-love journey. I have our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, which is my number one best-selling spiritual womb detox for those girls that really want to start connecting to their womb space, their yoni spaces. You pray over the pearls, you insert it into your vagina for a couple of days, you physically purge, cleanse, and revitalize your yoni. But not only that, it is a spiritual and emotional cleanse. A lot of times we may be carrying on to emotional baggage. Maybe we broke up with a partner a long time ago, but we're still carrying their energy in our womb spaces. My Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls addresses all of that. And so you want to check that out at evolvingbutterfly.org, or maybe you want to try one of my crystal yoni washes like Pussy Power for Self Love, or Sex Goddess for creative energy and pleasure energy, or even Wealthy Woman for my selfish babes that are about getting the bag and the wealth. These are plant-based yoni washes. They are silky. They are luxurious. They smell good. They feel good. They give you that cooling sensation to awaken your vagina. And all the bottles come with different crystals. Pussy Power with rose quartz, Sex Goddess with carnelian, Wealthy Woman with citrine. And then they also have affirmations on the back based on each bottle. So if you want to focus more on self-love, then Pussy Power would be for you. And then we also have my Queen's Vaginal Steam Herbs. If you already have your seat and your gown and you're just looking to get some more vaginal steaming herbs, I have the Queen's Vaginal Steam. So make sure to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, at evolvingbutterfly.org. Links below. Mwah.